And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice, Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice, Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
And welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on Let's Talk Hookup app and the mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. Pete Gray here with Rock Cod Rick Mexa. We're in the world headquarters, which is right next to some big sale that's going to be happening this Saturday and Sunday next to Fisherman's Landing Tackle in San Diego here. And we have Doug Kern, the man from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, talking some tackle and fun show, right, Rick?
This has been great. Yeah, it's one of my favorites. I love having Doug on here. There's so much cool tackle info and fishing recommendations that comes with Doug. And it's questions that we all have. And, yeah, we're just having a great time doing it and a great time talking about the sale, too. If you want to be a part of it, man, we want to hear from you. Give us a call at 213-432-1090. Full hour of your phone calls coming up. We'd love to hear from you. Love to take your calls. Also, text the show. We got a bunch of great texts already lined up here for the second hour. That's only available via the Let's Talk Hookup app. And then one lucky prize winner at the end of the show today, might be a caller, might be a texter, is going to win a $100 gift card to Fisherman's Landing Tackle.
$100.
Super stoked for you.
Nice, Doug.
Yeah, it's going to be a
Thanks
lot of fun.
That. Yeah.
Well, as Rick said earlier, you take that to the sale at the docks next weekend and turn it into about $150 worth of goodies for the season.
You know, we've talked a lot about some deals. Throw out another one for us.
Well, I mean, the across-the-board deals, all reels 10% off, all rods and blanks 15% off,
whoa,
all hooks, buy two, get one free, all jigs, buy two, get one free, and then some of the manufacturers have thrown in some additional stuff on top of that. We talked about AFTCO. Everything AFTCO is going to be on sale. Fluorocarbon by Seaguar is going to be buy two, get one free. And then we just go down the list. I mean, we have various tackle bags from multiple manufacturers, tackle boxes. So, I mean, Calcutta, SKB, Shimano, Grunden. AFTCO has a beautiful new line of tackle boxes, tackle bags.
Tackle bags are great.
Just beautiful.
Love
yeah.
Those.
That's a good one. And then, you know, we've got
Costa sunglasses.
Costa sunglasses.
Yeah.
$25 off per pair.
What?
Yep.
Wow. So you buy a $200 pair, you get them for $175.
Yes.
Wow.
Exactly. So that's a good one. I mean, we just go down the list and
got those killer like cord wrapped plier sets.
Yeah,
you know needle nose or a duck bill and a pair of side cutters or dykes. You know, all killer cord wrapped up with the holster and everything. Those are going to be on.
Yeah, those are usually like $50, and I mean, I think they're $39.95, something
wow,
like that.
Gotcha.
For a whole deckhand kit of quality tool, all custom wrapped. We've got a lot of clothing, you know, so go down the line, AFTCO, Fishworks, Salty Crew, Fisherman's Landing, all the hats, all the shirts on special. We've got the Steve Carson Seminar. We've got the Rollo Raffle. This is not a day at the docks. This is not a tackle day. It's not in the parking lot. It's an in-store sale.
In-store only.
So we don't want people to come down and be disappointed.
Yeah.
Should be plenty of parking in the lot and across the street in the overflow lot.
What about the Steve Carson Seminar and the Robbie Gantz Seminar will be outside?
Yes.
Okay.
Robbie's going to set up a table and talk about the Ikijimi system of preserving and making your catch the most delicious it could literally possibly ever be.
Yeah.
Steve Carson.
Well, they also have, you know, the other thing that AFTCO has is those new
absorber pads
well,
which are great.
Yeah, and that just ties in with your fish care. So
yes. He's
going to go through all of that. It'll just be a great eye-opener for a lot of people that don't even know this exists.
Yeah.
But the entire culinary industry is eventually probably going to benefit from this system that, you know, probably originated in Japan, certainly used in Japan, to keep their catch as pristine as possible. And it's nothing crazy or difficult. You just have to have a couple little things and know the drill.
Yep.
And it'll up your game so much on the table. How many people have you talked to that say, oh, I don't like fish? Well, they've never eaten real fish before.
Yeah. like quality.
Yeah.
And even how many people have eaten yellowtail 100 times in their life, and then you have one that you, you know, you bleed it right, you bucket bleed it, you ice it right, you let it sit on ice for 24 hours where you cut, you know, you do all the steps to make that thing perfect, and then, you know, and then give it the same care, you know, the fisherman's processing treatment and, you know, all the rubs and everything, and then serve it to somebody like, oh, my God, this is the best piece of yellowtail I've ever had.
Yeah.
You know, from the old days of, you know, old three-quarter days sitting in a gunny sack to now, you know, Liberty, RSW, catch taken care of. I mean, it's a different world.
It is.
Yeah. By the way, Liberty back on their schedule now?
Liberty is running Monday through Thursday, Coronado Islands. They're running those Colinette trips, and they got back this morning, had a nice catch of just, you know, like the most pristine, beautiful rockfish that we know the drill for Colinette.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the freezer filler right there.
Yeah, beautiful stuff. Hey, let's go ahead and jump into the phones, Rick.
You got it, man. They are absolutely packed full. Want to talk to Doug. If you want your shot, it's 213-432-1090. We're going to talk to Rich calling us from Camarillo this morning. Good morning, Rich. Welcome to Let's Talk Hook Up.
Morning, everyone. Had a couple of questions for Doug. I built my own custom rods, and I went to build one this year for a friend and ran into problems with finding supplies. I also learned that Hyperlon is no longer going to be available in California, and I was wondering if you guys still have an ample supply of it.
We do have Hyperlon. I can't say that I've heard that comment yet, that it's not going to be available in California, but nothing would surprise me. But, yes, we have a good supply currently, 8-inch up to 18-inch, and we have half-inch inside diameter, 11/16ths and 7/8ths. It's all black. It's all straight. So we don't have the, you know, the blue or the brown or any of those colors like that. But, yeah, we've got a good supply currently, and hopefully that will continue on. There are some other materials that we've been, you know, experiencing and having pretty good success with. So, you know, it's like anything, you got to go with what's available. But for now, yes, we have some Hyperlon.
For me, nothing beats the feel of like true, good Tackle Specialties Hyperlon. It's that favorite feel. But as a pretty close second, I do like the, I don't know what you call it, the texture, I guess, of that kind of smooth shrink. And that has helped a lot. So like that's going to be like my backup plan. If at some point I can't get the Hyperlon that I like, a lot of materials are very close to, maybe not identical, but you get one of those, and then you put a layer of that smooth shrink over the top of it, it's a really close second for me.
Yeah, we're building a lot of rods like that, and it also doubles as a good rail rod foregrip, or rear grip for that matter.
Totally.
All right, very good. Hope that helps you out. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. We got had a text from John Rowe from Chula Vista. Wants to know how the bluefin quota is coming along in Mexico, and was there any size?
Yeah, they try to target that at least second-year fish or bigger, which is like, you know, 45, 50 pounds or bigger. They were done lickety-split. They started the first of the year.
Like in January, right?
And they were done in January.
21 days.
21 days.
That's what I heard.
So, so there was a lot of fish. It was down south. There's been other fish seen down south, out west. And as you know, when they used to fish into June and July, those seiners would, you know, be running on those schools, and it would break the schools up and make them very skittish. So the fact that we probably won't have anything like that to contend with, as long as the fish are here and it looks like they are, we should have another pretty good shot at these bluefin.
That sounds good to me, man.
Hey, speaking of bluefin, Jeff from Sushi on a Roll says, Ikijimi through the tail works good for small fish when tough to spike in the head.
Yeah.
And he says, great show. So thanks.
Cool. And yeah, that, Jeff would know.
Jeff would know. He is a master, certainly, of the fish.
Yeah, Sushi on a Roll.
Thanks.
Like, that's legit fish care.
Thanks, Jeff.
That's cool. All right, hey, let's jump back into the phones. This time we're going to talk to Mark. Pardon me, he's calling us from Santee this morning. Hi, Mark. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, how you guys doing this morning?
What's up, Mark?
Good. How you doing?
Good. I got a question for you, Doug. Do you have any more tough boots? Because you didn't have them last time I went down there. And
yeah,
do you have a Speedmaster 12? Yeah, Speedmaster 12.
Speedmaster 12s are in stock. Right now, currently, the brown 12-inch extra tough boots, we have every size in stock. The ankle boots in black, gray, And the tan color, we have most size. We definitely have all sizes. I don't know if we have all sizes and all colors, but we're pretty good. Extra Tough went through in the last short period of time about three or four ownership changes and warehouse nightmares. And I feel like there could be another lag of product sometime in the spring to early summer, and then I think everything will work itself out by fall. But boots in general are kind of a tough one right now. But at this moment in time, if you need a pair of boots, this is the time to get
them now.
That was a really tough one to be out of last year. Oh. Everyone was out. They just didn't have any. Like Doug said, there was terrible warehouse problems, and like there weren't any anywhere. And like, I mean, you can throw the making the sale out of the hat. It, like, what was hard was a guy that was going on his trip that forgot him or needed a pair, and he shows up to get his boots to go on the boat and just tell him, like, we don't have them. You know, we don't have a pair. They just didn't exist for the longest time. And it's not like it was just us. It was everybody. You know, they were just out. And man, don't let that happen. You don't want to talk about such an important thing and having a pair of boots. Like, if you know you need something this year, this whole supply chain, whatever you want to call it, problem, like, it's not going to just evaporate. And, you know, we kept saying, like, well, hopefully this off season everything gets loaded back up. There's no such thing as an off season anymore. I mean, there's already been fish caught, and I would bet in the next few weeks we're going to be off to the races again. So if you know there's things like that that you need a pair of boots, just go get them. Go get them. Totally.
Yep. Yeah. All right. Good advice. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Let's go ahead and...
All right. Well, I got a fun text to go. Yeah, this one is from Jason in Rancho Bernardo. Doug, I'm thinking about getting a Shimano Tranx 400, but I'm really curious on what you thought kind of the max size bluefin and yellowtail that reel can handle.
Well, I was really blown away when I got my first one, and now I own three of them. We were at the Coronado Islands, and we were in 60 feet of water, and we were slow trolling sardines. And I had 40-pound Spectra, and I put a little 30-pound piece of fluorocarbon on there. And we were catching fish up to 20 pounds or more, and they were trying to get to their rock. And I landed several of them on that Tranx 400. And they, sweet. You know what a 20-pound yellowtail does when he sees a rock. So so definitely that reel will handle, you know, if you're offshore targeting bluefin. I would not use this reel to target bigger bluefin, but I have no doubt that as long as you don't run out of line, you can catch a 50 to 70 pound bluefin on that reel, and certainly it'd be great for that 20 to 30 pound stuff. It'd be an awesome reel for that, but what's
now,
your limitation?
Now, you put Power Pro Max Quattro on there, you can get a little more line capacity too, right?
You can. But still, that's going to be your limiting factor is the line capacity. If you hook a 100-pounder, if you hook a 70-pounder, and they just start, you know, put their head down and start going, you're going to run out of line. But the reel is going to handle it. The gearing, the bearings, the shaft on the spool, I'm very confident in the ability of that reel to do more than it should.
Yeah. Now, Rick, you caught a 200-pounder on a Tranx 500. Did you have line capacity issues when you used that?
Issues, yes.
Yeah.
To the point of not being able to land the fish. No, not quite. It was 180. But you know, in that
it's
world,
big,
yeah,
it's
yeah,
a,
very
it's
there.
Almost,
yeah.
Almost a cat.
Not a take the credit where the credit's not due, guy. But you know, and we did exactly that. I used Max Quattro, 80-pound. You get just on the positive side of 300 yards, depending on like how tight it gets packed. You're like 315
yards. This is on a 500.
This is on a Tranx 500. And I mean, if you came in saying, hey, I'm looking for a reel to catch a 180-pound tuna, is the Tranx the reel that we would sell you? Of course not. But, I mean, I can say that I caught – and I will say that reel has a 180-pound bluefin on it with countless other big ones. That reel has never been in for service. I've never changed the drags. I would take that to the Coronado Islands to cast a surface iron for yellowtail tomorrow. Like, they're incredible. I mean,
it's a great reel.
It's a great reel.
And you have them in stock?
Oh, yeah.
And they're on sale?
Every reel in the store is
10% off. Every reel on the store is
10% off. Well said, Doug.
Because basically you're not allowed to put Shimano stuff on sale, but every reel in the store is on sale.
Pete, you can say whatever you want. We're not saying anything.
I got you. All right.
Hey, well, with that, we're going to find out what's going on in the water with your saltwater guide, Captain. Captain Dave Hansen is on the line. Today, that catch board sponsored by the Fish Bros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Be sure to check out Sean and the gang at the PCS show. They'll have all of their spices, their rubs, and a special show discount. Grab the Poke Kit, the brand new Ceviche Kit, and all their other fantastic spices and rubs. And book your processing order for your upcoming long-range trip. That's today at the PCS show at the OC Fairgrounds, or stop by their location on Old Town on Taylor Street. Call for details or order online at fishermansprocessing.com. What's up, your saltwater guide?
Hey, good morning, Doug, Rick, Pete. Pete, were you at the show yesterday?
I was not.
Oh, okay. There was a rumor, and I was like, wait a minute. He didn't even say hi?
No.
Wow, good. Okay.
Actually, Dave, he was there. He just...
hey, Dave, I did one better. I actually took our guest, Bob and Charmel and Rob, out fishing after the show yesterday, and we hammered the reds, so...
Oh, sweet. Yeah. Good. Perfect.
Oh, yeah.
You guys
it
had
was
some
good,
bomber
man.
Reds. So yeah. I saw the pictures of Pete this morning. Like, I was jealous. It was like
yeah.
legit 5-pound
oh,
reds.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
it was
yeah,
good.
That was a nice
yeah.
day.
Well, I don't think there was very many people in Southern California that weren't at the show yesterday, gang.
Really.
It is unbelievable. The line to get in the morning was like 500 yards long. It was mind-boggling.
Wow.
You couldn't see concrete most of the time. It was just solid people. It was so fun to be back with everybody, and I'm really looking forward to today. There's just so much going on at the show. There's a big rod building contest, and we have those PTO fighting grips in my booth, and they're a big hit at the show. Everybody's trying them out. But let's jump over to the fishing thing real quick. Over at Catalina at the beginning of the week, there was some pretty fun sea bass fishing, but they kind of got all jumbled up with a little bit of weather and a little bit of wind change, but that's a phenomenal sign for what we're going to be getting into here soon. And like Ricky was just saying, I still believe in my heart, starting around March 1st, there's going to start trickling in bluefin from Tanner and Cortez and San Nick. Once we get that coverage and the boats start getting out there and start looking around, I don't think that tuna went anywhere. I just think, like every year for the last 5 years or six years now, just the days got shorter and got darker earlier, and it got cold, and people didn't want to go. And I think everybody's ready now, especially from what I'm
yeah,
seeing at the
are.
Show here.
Yeah.
Everybody's ready to go
fired
catch some fish.
Up, right?
So, yeah. Absolutely.
Some fish there, Captain Dave?
Yeah, well, I've been so lucky. You know me, I've been down there fishing with Mark Rayer in the mangroves. I've been doing just fine. I've got my fix. But, yeah, I haven't caught a fish for 4 days, so I'm jonesing.
Oh,
I need
man.
To go catch a fish.
Well, and, of course, fishdope.com. Danny and the boys have all the information for you. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com. Using the code HOOKUPNOW. Lowercase, no space, HOOKUPNOW is your $20 code. By the way, is fishdope at the show?
No, they are not.
They're not. Okay.
They are not. No, they're like quite a few come in. They weren't sure what was going to happen with all the stuff that was up in the air here a month or so ago. Everyone needs to plan. But
right.
I know everybody will be at the show next year after what they just saw happening here.
Yeah,
so
well, congratulations to Bill and his success on that, too.
Totally.
And, hey, Dave, how do we find you?
Gang, I'm kind of hard to find. If you go on social media at all, I'm sure I'm going to pop up on there. Any social media, it's your saltwater guide, and then I have a cool website, teach you how to fish, so you don't have to follow the sport boats all day. Go to yoursaltwaterguide.com, and I will have a great report for you next Sunday.
Great, and you have a booth at the PCS show, so go by and say hi to Captain Dave if you're going to the show today.
And I'll be up on the stage at 2:30 talking. It'll be our last live appearance, and then we're going back down below.
All right, Dave. Well, have a great show today, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
All right, Rick, Pete, Doug, I'm going to listen. See you guys. Bye.
All right, Dave,
thanks.
Take care.
Appreciate it.
All
very
right,
much.
That's going to wrap up our catch for today. Our fishdope.com report, again, sponsored by Anza Knives, handcrafting knives in the USA for over 3 decades. Heidi and Don are going to be at the PCS show today. It's their only fishing show appearance of the year, so go by and check out their booth and scope out that Fish Pro series along with all the custom other handmade knives from Anza. They'll also have a selection of knives for military, law enforcement, and hunting. Check AnzaKnives.com and see them today at the PCS show in Costa Mesa.
Yeah, that's their only show appearance, so
pretty
you
cool.
want to go by and say hi to Don. Don and Heidi are the nicest people,
so
and their
cool.
knives are so awesome. Hey, got a great text here from Mark in Escondido. It says, morning, fellas, when hooked up to a 100-pound bluefin or yellowfin on a private boat, what is the best length and material for a gaff? And and how do you, what's the best way to boat that treasure? I think that's, you know, we don't
that's
talk about
question.
Gaffes a lot, but that's a really good question because, you know, gaffes are important.
Big time.
I think a lot of people, you know, will choose a gaff that may be a little too short, especially for these bluefin. So you have, it all depends on the height of the gunwale of your boat. But let's say that your gunwale is 3 feet off and you're not going to necessarily be able to go straight up and down. So there's going to be a little angle on your gaff. So a 6 foot gaff, you may be only able to get that hook a foot under the water. So if the tuna comes up and rolls on the surface and you reach over the shoulder and get him that way. But if, you know, if he's a little bit under the surface, I would say even an 8 foot gaff may be not too long. I know storage on a boat and, you know, depending on obstructions on your boat, you've got to be able to maneuver the gaff. I would always carry multiple gaffs. Three is not too many. And so on a lot of the boats we have in Southern California, I could see having an 8 foot and 2 6-foots or a 6 foot and 2 8-foot. That 3-inch head is a pretty good head size for most tuna, especially if you can get two gaffs into it. But
that's the hook size,
The hook size.
And what about material?
But maybe even a 4-inch on your...
Especially because he was talking about specifically bigger tuna in his text.
Like. So a 4-inch is not going to be too much.
Okay.
And they, you know, the AFTCO gaffs are A-plus, beautiful gaffs. They're tapered. They slide through the water easily. They come in both aluminum and fiberglass. For some reason, I like the fiberglass because they do bend a little bit. You've got to be careful if you get your gaff shaft onto your gunwale. You know, it can create a problem, and at least the fiberglass gives a little bit of a bend. But both those gaffs are plenty appropriate. We sell probably a pretty equal amount of both.
Oh, really? Okay. So both aluminum and fiberglass.
Fiberglass.
I think that everything Doug said, nail on the head. I think that having a 3-inch hook will handle literally everything that we get in Southern California. And just, again, like Doug said, having an extra gaff, especially with these big ones, and this speaks mainly to his specific text, talking about 150 to 200 pounders. You need multiple gaffs to bring the fish up and over the rail. And for that fish specifically, I do. I like that 4-inch hook. You get a much bigger purchase in the fish. You're grabbing a hold of it at a bigger piece. So, you know, have your 2-3-inch hooks for your everyday and have your fourth, you know, and have your extra gaff be that 4-inch hook for dealing with those real big ones.
All right.
And Rick can probably confirm this. I'm not the world's best gaffer.
Disagree.
And
on the boat.
And I've had two gaffs ripped out of my hand. We did get them both back, but, I mean, if you break a gaff or get one ripped out of your hand and you only have one gaff on the boat, you're done for the day.
Yeah.
And it, again, you know, his text was talking about big fish. It happens. Like, I mean, you in your mind, you're going through this, like that thing's going to come up and he's going to lay on his side. I'm just going to reach right over the top of him and I'm going to pull this thing nice and high into the right behind his eyeball and boom, it's going to be over. And next thing you know, that fish is moving and your buddy's tired and the boat rolls and somebody digs a little deeper than they should and they hit that thing behind the sickle and the head's pointed down and that tail kicks. You gaff a hot 150 pounder. He's pointed the wrong direction. It's gone.
It's gone.
You're not hanging on to it. It's out of here.
Uh-huh.
And
luckily, the AFTCOs float, and we found both of them.
That's why I say, man.
The fiberglass ones too float.
Because
that's what Doug does.
That's what I have.
Oh, okay.
So.
Well, I'll tell you one thing: they're not as easy to spot.
No,
because they're dark, you know. But we got them back.
That's cool. Yeah. Hey, good question. And always, we don't talk about gaffing and gaffs, but now will gaffs be on sale at the sale?
You know, specifically, I don't. AFTCO gaffs are $35 off. I must have been having a weak moment.
Are you kidding me? So that includes fiberglass and aluminum.
Yeah.
$35 off.
$35 off.
Dude.
Holy mackerel.
Yeah, is that right?
Better stock up. Yeah. All right. Let's go ahead and jump back in the phone.
All right. You got it. How about we talk to Rick? He's calling us from Chula Vista this morning. Good morning, Rick. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, gentlemen. Hope your day is well. Hey, listen, I was fortunate enough at your Tackle Days last fall to win a Turn 400 reel from the Rollo booth, and I was looking for a rod to pair it up with.
Okay, so the Turn, that's a star drag reel. A reel of that size is probably going to be used a lot for live bait, and you know, you can put 40 or 50-pound Spectra on there. put a short or a long top shot anywhere from 20 to 40 pound test, I would say. And so let's just say that's a 25 to 30 pound bait rod, probably an 8 foot rod, because for live bait fishing, when you're a little bit more stealthy like that, you know, you want to be able to cast that bait a ways away from the boat. So in CalStar land, let's just call that an 800 light, 800 medium, 800 medium light, somewhere in that range, even 800 medium. Just depends on what you're actually planning to use that reel for. But something that'll handle 25 and 30 pound. If you were going to go up to 40 pound, then you'd probably have to go a little heavier, like an 800 medium heavy. But that's the range. Something 8 foot with a light tip and little lifting power for, you know, 25 and 30 pound test for, you know, that finicky bluefin, yellowtail, the Coronados, kelp paddy fishing, all that kind of stuff.
Great.
Hey, Sly's the guru.
Yeah, that's it. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Hey, let's then head down south to Palmas de Cortez, Playa del Sol, talk to our good buddy, Eddie Dalmau. Good morning, Eddie.
Hey, Eddie.
Good morning, guys. How's it going?
Hey, great, terrific. Bro. It's great to hear your voice, you know, with not seeing you at the shows and stuff like that. We miss your smiling face, man.
I miss you guys, too. How's the new papa doing?
Good. He's a little bit lacking sleep, but having a heck of a time doing it, man. We're having a great time, Eddie. Thank you.
Congratulations to you and Dallas on that, and that's awesome, man. I'm sure that's going to be that was one of the best days of your life, if not the best.
With no compare, yeah. It's been awesome.
That's great. Now,
awesome,
Eddie.
Awesome.
Big event coming up at Palmas de Cortez. 50th anniversary? I mean, you're making me feel old, man.
I know. Can you believe that? 50 years. So, yeah, we're going to be celebrating our 50th anniversary on March 23rd. The Van Warmers are planning a big celebration. We're going to have a nice dinner. We got some musical performances, including Hector Ortiz, who's considered the greatest Elvis impersonator in Latin America. His band also they'll also be he'll do like a short little 30-40 minute Elvis, and then they do a great performance for about another hour and a half, where they do like classic rock pop from the 60s, 70s, and 80s, and then we're going to close it out with another impersonator of Juan Gabriel, who is a famous Latin singer, and then we're going to do a nice video that's going to outline like the history of Palmas de Cortez, and I believe Chucky Van Wormer is going to narrate that, and then we'll close it out with a nice fireworks show at the end. So it's going to be a big celebration, and we're doing some really great specials for that celebration, where we're going to do for all of your listeners and all of our guests, we're going to do a 4-night accommodations at the hotel, which will include 2 tickets to the celebration, the 50th celebration, for $700 per couple. So it's a great deal to come down for a couple for $700 and spend some time with us. And, you know, that time of year is great yellowtail fishing. So if you want to go and do some fishing as well, we can arrange that for you on your trip.
So for two people, you get 2 tickets to the celebration, the big party, and you get 4 nights accommodation at Palmas de Cortez.
Correct, yeah.
Holy
so it's
crazy.
A great deal. Can't pass that up. So all you got to do is get the airfare, come down, and come join us. And at the same time, like I said, you know, the weather that time of year is, you know, beautiful. 75, 80s the high, 60s the low, and the fishing, you know, we're just getting going on the fishing. That's a great time for yellowtail. We only get yellowtail starting, you know, now we're catching some, but it's going to really start to pick up next month in March and into April. And then the yellowtail kind of move north. So we only get them for a little bit of time, but that's a great time to come down and get some yellowtail. We also get some Dorado striped marlin during that time and some pargo, which you guys call snapper, so we can get some of that.
Oh, man.
Yeah, how cool.
Sounds like, now, if somebody wants to come down and celebrate the 50th anniversary of Palmas de Cortez, I can only imagine what the Van Wormers have got lined up for that celebration. It is going to be the party of parties, for sure. And now with those bands and stuff like that, it just
really
sounds
cool.
Like too much fun to me, for sure.
Yeah,
so
it's going to be good. And, you know, I think, Pete, I think you've been with us for almost more than half of that time,
yes.
28 years, you're coming up on now.
28 years, yeah. That's the 28th annual Palmas de Cortez tournament in October.
Yeah,
so.
October 6th to the 10th, so if anybody wants to sign up for that too, come join Pete and the gang for the 28th anniversary.
Yeah, we still have spots available on that.
We have a few spots available, yeah. So anybody wants to call, give us a ring, and you can set either come join us for the 50th or for Pete's 28th or for both.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. For sure. And I've got to tell you, the airfares right now on like Valeris out of CBX in Tijuana, or even out of L.A., or not so much on San Diego on Alaska, because they're a little high sometimes. But the airfares right now are really good. I mean, you can fly round trip from CBX, I think, for like a little over $100 sometimes.
So
which
crazy.
Is just crazy.
Yeah.
My bud just got, I mean, literally, he's going to Playa del Sol, and was just telling us, got round trip tickets for $125.
Wow.
At a CBX. That's round trip.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. So it sounds like a great time to go down there. Again, March 23rd, is that right, Eddie?
That's correct. Yeah, March 23rd.
Okay. Sounds like fun. How do we book it if we want to go?
Yeah, right now we actually have people at the reservation office taking calls right now. So you can give us a call at 877-777-8862. And that's also 877-777-TUNA.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. All right. 877-777-TUNA. Is that right?
777-TUNA.
777. Yeah. Triple seven. Yeah. 777-TUNA. 877-777-TUNA. All right, Eddie. Sounds like a great celebration. March 23rd, 50th anniversary of Palmas de Cortez. Great celebration.
That's cool, Eddie.
Thank you, guys. Thank you. And thank you for taking that journey with us, Pete. We really appreciate you being with us for so many years.
Oh, man. And we can't wait. I hope we can do a lot more years together, for sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You guys take care.
Thanks, Eddie. Hey, appreciate that. When we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including more of your phone calls and a lot more with Doug. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup. Let's Talk Hookup app. Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Rock Cod Rick here to tell you about Parker Boats and the guys at West Coast Marine. By now, you all know my boat partner and I bought a new 25 Parker Center console from Kevin Kelly and the crew at West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa. We've known for a long time that a Parker was the boat for us. It's a stout workhorse of a boat built to last and get you home when the seas get rough. Parker Boats at the launch ramp, the offshore tuna grounds. You wake up in the morning on an overnight trip and there they are. Parker Boats of all sizes, fishing in the same areas as the sporties. There's a good reason for it. Fishability and seaworthiness. West Coast Marine has several new Parkers in stock and ready for delivery. A 2520 XLD pilot house with a $25,000 discount, a 2510 walk around with a $23,000 discount, and a 2320 pilot house with a $15,000 discount, and they have more on the way. Don't get caught without a reliable boat when fishing is this good. Take it from me, if you're ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine. Check out the inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
Low gas prices are great. Free ice is amazing. But what sets Summit Gasoline apart from the rest goes much deeper. When you pull up to the pumps, you will first notice how clean everything is. The great sound system and, of course, the low gas and diesel prices. Walk into Summit Gasoline Bistro and you will meet Martha, the store manager, that heads up the well-trained and busy staff. Check out the selection of frozen bait and chum, the top-of-the-line Italian coffee, and so much more. Get your discounted Everingham live bait certificates, your free 100 pounds of ice with a 35-gallon minimum purchase. Stock up on snacks, beer, water, and soda for your trip. The amazing staff at Summit Gasoline are always happy to help you out. Sometimes little things make a difference, like free high-tech air for your tires, or the 2 acres at the San Diego Sports Arena that make it easy to pull your boat and trailer in and out. Summit Gasoline at the Sports Arena. Try them once and you'll be back. Low prices, friendly staff, and easy in and out with your boat and trailer at the San Diego Sports Arena.
The fishing season is fast approaching, and it's time to get your gear in order. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. If you have been following us on Instagram, you know that we have been loading up on tackle. Fishing gear will be very difficult to get this year, so make sure to take advantage of our huge inventory by coming to our preseason tackle sale Saturday and Sunday, February 26th and 27th. We will not attend any trade shows this spring, so this is your golden opportunity to get incredible deals on everything you need to fish this summer. We will be discounting all the big names. Shop for rods, reels, jigs, hooks, fluorocarbon, clothing, tackle bags, terminal tackle, and much more. And as always, we will have raffles during both days to benefit Rollo. Follow us on Instagram to get updates on all the deals. That's Fisherman's Landing Tackle's huge spring sale, Saturday and Sunday, February 26th and 27th. We'll see you at the landing.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
He's not just my fishing buddy. After 30 years, he's a brother, and I'd sure hate to lose him. His bass boat's got nothing to do with it. So I make sure both of us wear a life jacket. Save the ones you love, even if they don't own a fancy boat. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Pardon me. Gee, lose my voice there. Having a great time this morning talking fishing.
Getting all choked up about all these deals, aren't you?
I know. Well, especially $35 on AFCOGAS. I'm wondering if we're going to start going backwards on that
one. I was like, wait a minute, Doug. Is that a misprint? Yeah.
Hey, we're having fun. If you want to join us this morning, 213-432-1090. Or, again, shoot us a text on Let's Talk Hookup out. We've got some great ones coming up.
Hearing Eddie Dalmau talk about that 50th anniversary party at Palmas, it's like, man, does that sound like too much fun or what?
Mega Fiesta.
Oh, my God. That's
right going to
be
boy.
So much fun to go down there for 4 days and in March,
just
right?
Just imagine, too, the vibe that will be going on down there. You know what I mean? It's
so
going to be one big
cool
party and fun and fishing, and I love it.
Yeah.
It's such a cool spot.
Yeah, you want to call and book that trip, the 877-777 Tuna.
Yep. Neil and Lainey got married at Palmas de Cortez last year, and, like, it was the best time, and it was for that. You know, it was the whole time down there was like fiesta celebration time, and it's just that place is such a cool vibe when that's what's going on. It's the best. Yeah. This big 50th is going to be a really fun celebration.
And $700 for two people and the party
and
four nights lodging.
I
know. It's crazy.
Yeah, that's
pretty
cool.
Yeah, really nice. Well, it's a celebration.
I guess so.
Like the sale this weekend. How can you do that kind of stuff? Take advantage of that. Well, let's jump into those phones, Rick.
You got it, buddy. They're packed up. Next time, we're going to talk to John, calling from San Diego this morning. Hi, John. Welcome to Let's Talk Hook Up.
Hey, Rick, everybody. Hey, this question is for Doug there. I know you do November, the tackle days. That's kind of set in stone. I'm wondering if you're going to try and do another one that is repeated each year. I know Days of Docks is not happening and stuff, but are you trying to do one in the future that's a repeat every single year, whether it's spring, winter, or summer?
I think at this point there's a very excellent chance that Day at the Docks will resume next year. We have a year to figure that out, and everybody loves Day at the Docks, so it's our goal to get that back intact. I mean, it was a unfortunate stalled event due to the COVID, but you know, things we've got time to plan it, and all of that is going to be behind us, it looks like. This sale at the docks, I could see this being a kind of an annual thing in the spring. Get everybody down to the landing and load up on all their jigs and their hooks and fluorocarbon leader, and, you know, just kind of have a little celebration like we've always talked about when we do these events. The parking lot is a little bit more difficult. When we start having fishing in the spring, you know, we can't just kick everybody out of the parking lot. We've been able to do that for tackle day, even though this last couple of years we had fish right on into December, so it was a little more of a challenge. But I could definitely see this spring sale being an annual event. And, yes, certainly tackle day, that is just a fun day, and I think I think they'd hang us up from the tallest tree if we stopped doing that.
Yeah, that's a great day. Big sale.
Yep. So we're likely going to have a second sale this spring due to the lack of Day at the Docks, but I'd like to see Day at the Docks come back next year, and I think it probably will.
Okay, right. Cool.
Sail the Docks 2.
Sail the Docks 2.
I'm in.
Whoa, all right.
Well, hey, I had a fun text for Doug. This one was from Josh in Oceanside, and he said, good morning, guys. I love fishing surface iron on my old Alua, but it's almost impossible for me to bring it onto an airplane for travel. Can you recommend a two-piece blank that would be similar to my Alua?
Yep, well, one thing you're going to find about jig sticks that are two-piece, the ferrule is not going to be exactly in the middle of the blank, but there are a couple of good options. rain shadow makes a blank that we've actually got custom rods in the shop built on those so that you can detach the lower portion of that rod blank and get it into your car or your truck or whatever it is. And then the Terramar 10-foot and the 9-foot both come in two-piece rods that they disengage at the real seat, basically. So there are a couple of good options. You know, the biggest challenge is storage for a lot of people, and that just kind of eliminates that problem. And those are legitimate Southern California 40-pound jig sticks for yellowtail and bluefin.
I thought it was a cool idea. Obviously, you could put a ferrule in the middle of the rod, but then you destroy what is a surface iron rod, that long arcing bend to the rod. You know, if you have it ferruled in the center, there's going to be a big flat spot right there. So these rods both detach like right where the grip, kind of where the grip starts. So the part
talking about the
Terramar,
Yep.
So where the rod wouldn't be straight anyways, you know, the part that you're holding onto that's not supposed to bend down at the reel, they keep that straight. It ferrules right in there, and you know, you knock. Three and a half feet off of that 10-foot rod. Now it brings it down to a length that you can easily travel with it. You know,
and
get
you lose
inside
nothing,
of a tube.
Really.
Yeah, no, I
no,
mean that,
really
that,
nothing.
The nope. part of the rod that's supposed to stay straight remains
right.
straight, and yeah. you just easier to travel with.
Yeah.
And now you can get on the plane with a legit surface iron rod.
Yeah, and it's 7 feet instead of six and a half feet. Even.
Yeah, 6.5, 7 feet, something like
yeah.
that.
Yep.
I don't quote me exactly. Yeah,
yeah.
The length of the grip, which is often usually. Somewhere between 29 and 32 inches long or so. You take that part out of it. And
I have the 9-foot version of the Terramar, the same rod, and so it breaks down, I think,
even
it's
shorter,
like,
yeah.
Yeah,
like
4 and a half, 5 feet.
That's
yeah,
pretty
something
sweet.
Something like that. And you know, for an old guy like me, they can't throw a 10-footer.
Wow, you can throw a 10-footer just fine.
I'm just going to throw this out because everybody always says this. It is way easier to throw a 10-foot than a 9-foot.
Oh, yeah?
So too.
I promise you, you can go much more of a smooth, gentle cast and get extra yardage. And everybody takes their 9-foot and tries to whip it, and you wear yourself out at the end of the day.
Yeah.
Now,
okay.
when you're
we'll
attached,
have to try that.
When you're attached to a fish,
yeah, well, that's
that
a
different deal.
Story,
yeah. Well, that's the other thing.
But then you're attached to the fish, so who cares?
Yeah. Exactly.
Here, you reel this in.
Right?
Here, I just hooked this for you. There. Take that.
Well, the phones are packed up. Let's talk to Sam. He's got us from Irvine this morning. Good morning, Sam. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning. Great show, guys. Hey, my question is, I'm looking for a good 60-pound rod with a setup kind of rail rod-ish. And I've been looking at 40 to 80s. Is that a 60-pound rod? And what do you have there in the shop that would be a good rod like that? And, Rick, what leader did you have or rod were you fishing when you hooked that 200-pound fish on a Tranks?
That was on an Alua. That was on an Alua 93H. When we were stick bait popper type cast, it was on a big Halco popper. But yeah, an Alua 93H and a Tranks 500.
Whew.
It
yep.
sucks.
All right. What did it, yeah.
yeah.
Talk about hard to pull on.
So the first thing you do is when you read a rating on the blank, you ignore it because the ratings are not going to determine what pound test you use on that rod. It's just a general possible guideline, but you know, a 60-pound rail rod may be, you know, in the same rating in a trolling rod might be a totally different thing. So that 770 heavy is a good 60-pound rail rod. It bends, but it still has that rail rod bend to it. If you go to the UC, United Composites, that Raptor is a good 60-pounder. And both of those rods will also come in a 7.5-foot. So if, you know, maybe casting is a little bit more important and you're not going to get your butt kicked quite as hard on a 60-pound rod as you would a 100-pound rod, either the Raptor or the 770 heavy or a 775 heavy, that'd be right in there, that 60-pound rail rod.
I'm going to throw one more in the mix that's been my favorite. I used it at Guadalupe a bunch this year because 60-pound was kind of that sweet spot.
And I know what it is.
I'm a tackle guy. I've grown up at the tackle store. That's my life. So I have two 60-pound rods, and I really like the CalStar 7470 XH. I really like that for 60-pound. It's similar to a 700 extra heavy, but it's a little bit faster version. Great for fishing the rail. And then I also was using one of those UC Wahoos. Those would be the two.
Yep.
And that was an 8-footer, you know. So those are my...
And that 74 might be a little easier if you have to stand up and fight the fish for a while.
Exactly.
It's more of a traditional bend, like a medium-fast kind of deal.
Not going to hurt you as bad.
Right.
Yeah, okay. Along the same line, thanks a lot for the call, by the way. Along the same lines, James in La Jolla is wondering if you could recommend a rail rod for a private boater. He says he's used the traditional rods on the rail to good effect, but... Is it worth the extra investment to get a rail rod, a specific rail rod for use on a private boat? Because, you know, it's not as high. The rails aren't as high and such like that. Or they are as high if you go up, like, on a bigger boat.
It depends on how you...
Yeah, what boat it is.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, it's probably going to be about the same for either. The maybe a disadvantage on a private boat is that you have stainless-type railings, and they're different heights. Or in a sport boat, you've just got the nice wood railing all the way around, and they're usually up pretty high. But, you know, a traditional rail rod that we're talking about for catching 100 to 200-pound bluefin, we're just going to go right back to where we've been going, that 770 extra heavy or double extra heavy, a 7 to 7.5-foot rod. United Composites, same thing. They've got, you know, the Invictus. You know, both companies go all the way from a 60-pound rail rod to, like, a ridiculous broomstick that doesn't even bend. But that sort of middle grade where it bends a little bit, but it's got a lot of stiffness, that's what you want to stick with.
All right. Let's jump back in the phones, Rick.
You got it. How about this time we talk to Armand calling from Seal Beach. What's up, Armand? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. So it seems like every fall the bluefin get a little more finicky and you're having to drop down line size and hook size. Kind of curious what your guys' favorite setups are for catching that, you know, 20 to 80 pound bluefin, but having to scale down a little bit.
Stealth rig.
Yeah, the stealth rig with that, like, number two Gamakatsu Nautilus. Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to want to carry a variety of hooks. Sometimes the hook will make a little more difference than the line test. I'm going to say the most important part of that is your bait selection and paying attention to whether your bait is swimming or not. You may go through 5 or 10 baits before you get one to swim, but if you can get one to swim, even if it's on a little heavier line, you're going to get the bite on that than if you went with light line and a bait that doesn't swim. The finesse fishing, typically a minimum that you can get away with on those 50-plus pounders is going to be like 30-pound, but you really want to try to stay with 40 or 50. And I can tell you, you also want to be careful how you pin your bait. Don't be careless with your bait. You know, you want to pin it very gently. And, you know, if you're not sure, ask the crew. You know, should I be hooking this in the shoulder? Should I be hooking this in the nose, in the collar? Because some days, for whatever reason, your bait will swim better or you'll get a bite better by hooking the fish differently. And that could depend on the quality of the bait, the size of the bait, but it all comes down to everything working in harmony. So you've got to have a reel that will cast exceptionally well, and that's usually going to equate more to a star drag reel, which is harder to fight the fish on. But even if you have a lever drag, a smaller one, maybe a Talica 10, something that even a Talica 8, something that free spools well, a longer rod, 8 foot, that's going to get that bait out away from the boat. And you don't want to be slinging it like a jig. You've got to learn to finesse cast your bait out there so that it lands softly so when it hits the water it can take off. The hook size, you know, yes, we've been using these smaller hooks, but you also don't want to go so small that every fish you hook comes unbuttoned. So, you know, depending on the manufacturer, one manufacturer may be a 1 or a 1.0, where the next manufacturer might be a 2 or even a 4. So again, ask the crew members on the boat, hey, I know this finesse fishing thing, it's important to have everything on your side. Which one of these hooks should I tie on? And don't go with the dull hooks because that's going to puncture the bait and make them not swim as well. Pick the perfect bait every time and, see if the guy's getting bit or getting bit in the first 30 seconds or are they getting bit on a little longer soak.
Very important stuff.
It's funny, I must have learned all this stuff from Doug because I jotted down what my stealth rig outfit was, and he described it. Talica 10, 800 extra heavy graphiter, 65 max quattro, 40-pound Seaguar gold, and a number two Gamakatsu.
Perfect.
Like, I jotted that down while Doug like started his description, and like he just rattled off like every single one of those things. So,
perfect.
Yeah, I'm from the school of Kern.
Yeah.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out who's got themselves a $100 gift certificate to Fisherman's Landing Tackle. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Baja has long been a favorite of many anglers for its wild feel, beautiful vistas, great people, and fantastic fishing. This is Katie with Cedros Island Fishing Charters. Cedros Island is one of those destination spots that has a reputation all its own. Cedros Island Fishing Charters will have you fishing all our favorite remote locations for your personal best yellowtail and calico bass. Our spacious pongas are all fully equipped with lots of bait capacity along with large fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Or jump in one of our fully equipped Hobie Mirage Outback kayaks. Our captains are knowledgeable local fishermen who take pride in giving you a more personal island experience. Enjoy our single room accommodations and spacious compound while our staff processes your catch and keeps you well fed with authentic cuisine and fresh pizzas from the wood-fired pizza oven. Check out our website, cedrosislandfishingcharters.com, and all our social media for daily updates from the island during the season. Pick your dates on our online reservation system and come join us for a great time on Cedros Island or give me a call, 760-913-9035.
Cass Tours is a family-owned and operated travel company that specializes in taking you to great fishing destinations. They take pride in providing the best and most affordable vacation packages available. Cass Tours has been creating unique sport fishing and vacation trips for decades. Whether it's a fishing trip or a family vacation, they will provide you the service and value you deserve. Call Cass Tours at 800-593-6510 or check CassTours.com.
It's time once again for the spectacular Fred Hall Show, March 2nd through 6th at the Long Beach Convention Center. The world-class international fishing, hunting, and travel show. 5 full days of family fun. Enjoy the ultimate air dogs, duck races, live music, and more. Brought to you by Anheuser-Busch. Celebrate the joy of fishing, hunting, boating, and outdoor recreation at the nation's number one show. The Fred Hall Show, March 2nd through 6th at the Long Beach Convention Center. Get all the details at fredhall.com.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sports Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Treaty, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. It's time to find out who's getting a $100 gift card, whether they're going caller or texter. Doug has the coin. Let's see it. The texters.
Awesome. And it's Jeff from Sushi Hunter.
Yeah, Jeff Roberto, right
Jeff
on.
Jeff Roberto, oh, yeah. Awesome. How about that? Number 7 of the, Doug picked his favorite number. Is his grandson's number. And
baseball?
That was Jeff.
Who's
That's
playing right. Who's playing
He's
right
playing
now?
Playing right now. They're losing 2-4.
Okay, come on. Okay. Let's go. Yeah. Well,
come
of course, one more shot again this Saturday and Sunday at Fisherman's Landing Tackle inside the store.
Yep.
Yeah.
We've got sales on just about everything. We've got a nice raffle going on for Rollo. We've got Steve Carson going to give a great seminar.
In the afternoon, right?
I think it's going to be around 11 o'clock, and we haven't finalized that. But look
we'll
on
let you know next
Instagram
Saturday.
For sure. And then we've got the Ikajime demonstration.
From Robbie.
It's going to be Saturday again. And sales on everything, free Spectra, buy two, get one free on just, jigs and hooks.
Just
and,
get there.
I mean, we got freaking
like two pages of deals. Yeah, everything.
Everything.
Yeah, all right, Doug. Great job, and we'll see you at the sale next Saturday and Sunday. And thank you very much, JP, for manning the phones, and, of course, Adam for everything he does on the app. And thank you very much for all the texters, all the callers, and all the support you give Let's Talk Hookup. We'll be back next Saturday and Sunday. Fisheries biologist Lyle and Elena will be here talking some fish. And then next Sunday, Captain Taro Takeuchi from the Liberty. Thanks for listening today. We'll see you next week right back here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.